Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we're going to talk about building and leveraging your brand through social media. Our guest today is Jenny Horton. Jenny is the digital marketing manager at Winston & Strawn, where she manages the firm's digital marketing strategy, including the firm's website, SEO, analytics, and all of their social media channels. Prior to her role as a digital marketer, Jenny worked with the firm's attorney recruiting and development team for nearly a decade. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Great to be here, Guy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. We're very much looking forward to having you. So, Jenny, before we get started, tell us a little bit more about yourself. So you went from the recruiting team to the marketing team. How did you even get into the world of law firms?
Yeah. So I think I'm like a lot of people when I say this, but I have a bit of a less traditional path into legal marketing. After working as a graphic designer in higher education, I shifted gears in my career and I accepted a position with Winston's attorney recruiting and development team in Chicago. This was an excellent way to get to know the legal industry as a whole and both the firm and our attorneys. After nearly a decade in recruiting, I relocated to California and I was working in a hybrid role supporting both our recruiting and MarCom team. While I loved legal recruiting and the world of the fast paced and the cyclical nature, I quickly fell in love with digital marketing and transitioned over to the BD side about 7 years ago.
Excellent. And what have you found to be the biggest change going from recruiting to marketing? Like what was it that you thought, wow, this is very different to what I was doing before?
Yeah, I think, you know, the legal recruiting world's always evolving. You know, the law schools are shifting their timeline and everything feels very condensed and it's moving, but it's very familiar and it's very cyclical. The thing I liked about the business development side is it's just always evolving. No day is the same. Everything's different. And so you come into work and you're just very, you know, thinking on your feet, moving quickly, and then also just showcasing the attorneys and the firm in a different light and more about the work that they do rather than come work for us. So it was an interesting and very useful transition.
I love it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about social media. Why do you think social media is important for building and leveraging your brand?
So social media is an important component for building both the firm and your attorney's overall brand. From the firm perspective, social media increases your firm's brand awareness and exposure. It also provides an inside view of your firm's values and your culture and the people that might not otherwise be showcased on your firm's website. And it's also an important opportunity to build existing partnerships with your clients, the law schools that you recruit at, and your pro bono and other organizations, and it can generate new leads. It's also a way to establish your firm as a thought leader. And by pushing out thought leadership content, you're also driving traffic to your website and in turn improving your SEO. From an attorney perspective, LinkedIn has a high ranking authority and LinkedIn profiles are often the first result to appear when you do an online search. And oftentimes it can be even before your firm bio. Mm-hmm. At Winston, we stress the importance that our attorneys optimize their profiles first. And why do we do that? LinkedIn profiles are often people's first impression of you. And in-house counsel often report that they use LinkedIn research outside lawyers and law firms. And when doing so, they're looking at your mutual connections and what you're sharing. And last but not least, attorneys can utilize LinkedIn for networking and to position themselves as thought leader and can generate leads for their own business development.
I love it. So what would you say to those attorneys that when you ask them, you know, are you involved with social media? They'll say, oh yeah, that's something that my firm's marketing department handles. Are they missing the boat?
They are. And we'll get into this a little later in the podcast, but I think the biggest thing is education. A lot of attorneys or lawyers rely on their marketing team to push that content out on the firm's channel. And that's a big misstep. So we educate our attorneys on the importance of themselves pushing content out. They're going to get a lot more engagement because their contacts and their connections are more relevant. And I read a stat once, you know, people trust people more than brands.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you go about developing a successful social media strategy?
Great question. From a firm perspective, one way that we go about it here is that you start with your firm's strategic plan and you want to build from there. So from there, you identify key messaging about the practices and the areas and the industries that you work in. But you also want to identify your talent, DEI, pro bono, and alumni and other teams. And then you want to connect. I try to connect with all of our new attorneys and existing attorneys and staff on LinkedIn. And this is just another way to identify, you know, initiatives that people are working on that I might not know about or trends in various industries or sectors. And it's important to align your content to your audience. And last but not least, don't ignore the data. Review the performance and analyze who your followers are and revisit that strategy regularly. And then from the attorney perspective, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's important that our attorneys develop social strategy that works for them and their comfort level and their schedule, more importantly. They should be thoughtful about what they share and they should avoid over-promoting so there's a balance. And then we kind of touched on this earlier. Attorneys often get stuck when thinking about content strategy for themselves. We often work with like our director of coaching and well-being and other teams here at Winston to help our attorneys leverage what their brand is on social media. And it doesn't have to always be original content. Maybe they have some takeaways from an article they read or they attended a webinar and they didn't speak on the webinar, but they have some nuggets of information that they want to push out to their clients. Or maybe they did speak on a panel and they have some takeaways from their co-panelists. And then last but not least, we always encourage them to engage with our firm posts and the posts that their clients and their colleagues are sharing.
I love that strategy. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, being able to provide insights and analysis to either things that are going on in the world of law or in a particular industry is so important to demonstrate your knowledge and experience. And you're right, it's not always about creating original content. It's a lot of times it's just analyzing what's out there and sharing it to demonstrate your knowledge in that area.
Exactly.
Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good2Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now, go to the Good2Be Social website and look for the Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. So one of the things that I know a lot of firms struggle with is social media engagement, right? I talk to a lot of firms and they're like, well, you know, we're posting content all the time, but we don't get a lot of engagement, you know, other than our lawyers liking the content that we post about them, there's not a lot of engagement. What tips would you have to help law firm marketers and lawyers to increase their social media engagement?
Great question. And I have to relate, you know, it's always a balance of what's performing well and what's not. And sometimes you might think, oh, this is going to perform great. And then you share it and you're like, that's not what I was expecting. You know, so there, I don't think there's a magic solution, but there are several things that you can do to help with the engagement. First, I always like to say that it starts with the content. It's hard. Lawyers get wordy and they like to have long form content and it can sometimes be a lot. So I would say that quality, not quantity. And I know that you stress this as well, but just make sure it's well written. And then the other thing that's really important is to look at, as a legal or a digital marketer, look at your feed. Like if you're someone coming to your page on LinkedIn, and make sure that you're not just sharing like the same thing over and over and over, and break up that feed and use different types of content. You know, create maybe, I'm going to share one event post and I'm going to incorporate some client content twice a day, or, you know, just kind of break up your feed. And also LinkedIn loves rich media. It's more likely to prioritize that content within their algorithm. So I always try to use photos if there's good photos, incorporating video. And I've seen a lot of firms using PDFs kind of like in a video type fashion, where they're breaking down the information into more digestible sections. And then it's allowing the viewer to click through it and interact with that content. And then on that note of, you know, breaking down content into more digestible segments, consider campaigns, highlight your people, your initiatives, or take that long form content and really break it up. And then it's also very important to expand the reach of what you're sharing and, you know, try to share your content during the most optimal time. We'll often get a request late in the day or on a Friday, and we really, you know, share our insights as the legal marketers of, you know, this isn't the best time to post this. If you want to post it on your page, you can, and we really will help them do that. We'll give them the tools and resources they need. But we'll, you know, make suggestions like we should wait until this time, or, you know, we just shared something about this. We're going to push it out a little bit. And they're usually pretty understanding. Also, tag the related people, organizations, and use curated hashtags. And, you know, there's also paid social media that you can explore if you have the budget. And then, you know, there's great employee engagement tools out there, but, you know, we're a big firm, but not all firms have a big budget. And so you can get creative and you can send an email to, maybe it's a practice group or the whole firm, or maybe you work with your IT team and create some sort of tool on your intranet. And then last but not least, educate your attorneys and staff. We talked about this earlier. Not everything needs to be promoted on your firm's social channels. You want to make it not a one-sided conversation, make it, you know, a conversation with multiple people. So we empower our attorney's staff from content on their personal pages. And then we tell them, hey, tag the firm. We'll like it. Yep. We'll comment. And then we often see that that content that they share performs much higher. And it's, you know, what we touched on earlier. It's because their audience is more aligned and more interested in the content. And then we also do training sessions. So we'll do one-on-one. I try to meet all of our new lateral hires, or sometimes, you know, if we have new associates coming in, we'll meet with them as a group, and it will build interest and momentum, and it will get people comfortable with doing it on their own. And then last but not least, don't be afraid to pivot. You know, social media is always evolving. Especially LinkedIn. Every day I log on, there's some new feature, they change something. So it's important to monitor those trends and see what other companies or law firms are doing, and then analyze what you're doing and if it's working. So I'm a big proponent of social media analytics and analytics in general.
Wow, that was a lot of great tips. Thank you for that. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about analytics. You know, what impacts do analytics have on your social media strategy? How do you use analytics and how does it impact what you're doing?
Yeah, so it's important to know what's resonating with your audience and identify trends, whether they're good or bad. You know, you might think something's going to perform well. Maybe you spent time putting together a video and it doesn't perform well, or maybe you shared something that was just a simple little social card and it performed really well. So you never know what's going to do well and what's not. But you can put together your own data and kind of analyze it over time. And I know LinkedIn can be a bit challenging in terms of a reporting standpoint.
Yep.
Some of the data that you download is not friendly. So, you know, just put together your own tagging mechanism or a way to quickly, you know, pull reports for those key stakeholders. We find that if I share that analytical data with our attorneys, so if we did a campaign, I'll go back to them 1 to 2 weeks after and I'll say, hey, check this out. Look at the reach that we got on this. Gets them excited. It gets them, you know, builds momentum. But on the other hand, maybe they're like, we've really got to share this on our social channels, and we do, and it doesn't do well. So on the flip side, you can take that data and say, hey, we've been trying, we've shared this, it's just not resonating with our audience. And a lot of the times, you know, they'll accept that and they'll say, you know what, you're right. At least we tried, but, you know, it just didn't do well.
I think data is such a great weapon. Like, and you're right. I hear a lot of firms like, well, you know, we're kind of forced to share this and we don't want to. But yeah, if you have the data and you can show your attorneys, hey, no one really cares about this. You know, it's a much stronger argument with data than without that data.
Absolutely. And I did, you know, in your recent social law firm index, I like how you touched on social listening. I think that's an excellent opportunity. So I found that very interesting. And, you know, it's different than social monitoring, but just there's so many avenues that you can explore and seeing how, you know, why is this doing well? I found that very interesting.
Thank you. I totally agree. You mentioned campaigns. And I'm a big proponent of social campaigns. Talk a little bit about the campaigns you guys have done and which have been the most successful.
Yeah, so we have dabbled in paid social campaigns and, you know, obviously those perform really well. But if you're a firm, big or small, and you have a budget or don't, you could still launch an effective campaign organically. Campaigns are really useful in telling a story and they can showcase your people or other important initiatives. They're an excellent way, as I talked about earlier, to break up really dense content. Maybe somebody has 10 reasons why you should not buy crypto coin or cryptocurrency. So you can use it to break it out into like, hey, reason number one, reason number two. And it'll divide it into more of a, you know, digestible content rather than a lengthy 10-page white paper. We see success when we showcase our people. We do a lot of recruiting campaigns. We have a Why Choose Winston is one of our biggest campaigns. And so sometimes we'll pull from the recruiting team's marketing materials and just repurpose that. Or other times we'll ask them a question like, hey, why did you come to Winston? Like, and so we'll take that quote or that response and we'll repurpose it. And you can also do that with evergreen content. And then we also, you know, recently opened a Miami office. And if you're doing like a press release where you have maybe 10, 15 lawyers, it's hard to like showcase them all on your first initial push. So what we did for the Miami office is we spotlighted each attorney so that, you know, their practice and everything was highlighted. And we started with our partners and we're continuing on through our associates.
Great. That's a great strategy. All right, Jenny. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. But before I let you go, could you share perhaps one actionable takeaway or a piece of advice that our audience could find valuable?
Yeah. LinkedIn is a powerful tool for building and leveraging your brand. It can benefit both the firm and your attorneys, and it can be accomplished in just a couple easy steps. First, you want to work closely with your attorneys to ensure that they have what LinkedIn calls that all-star profile status. So make sure they have a photo, headline, location, the about section, and skills. And then second, encourage your attorneys to grow their network and connect with clients, colleagues, alumni, and others. And last, help your attorneys curate that content strategy. Work with them to establish grow their presence and by sharing relevant updates or simply by interacting with the firm's content or their colleagues and their clients.
Fantastic, Jenny. Thank you so much for your advice and for your wonderful knowledge that you shared today. To our audience, if you enjoyed today's episode, you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, just go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also check out some of our past episodes. Jenny, thank you again for your time. It was really a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for sharing all of those great tips. And hopefully sometime in the future, we'll have you back on.
Thank you, Guy. It was great to join the podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. And to our audience, thank you. And we will see you next time.